For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So the ACC, we no longer have games on Thursdays. We never have games on Fridays in basketball. We have one on Monday. They got a bunch on Tuesday. We have two on Wednesday. Like, we had nothing to talk about. There's no basketball to talk about. I guess we can talk about what the basketball there is to come, coming up on the weekend. And I actually lied before. There is a game that matters, and it involves Wake Forest because they're playing at Virginia Tech. And if Wake Forest knows what's good for them, they won't lose. I mean, look, Virginia Tech's good enough to beat anybody. But that's a big game because you just lost at Notre Dame. You don't want to prove to everybody that you can't win away from the Joel. That's such a bad loss.
I know. That's more fuel for Jerry.
That's right. Probably is coming up in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Brian Geisinger, our basketball maven, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. We talk to Brian every Friday. All right, talk me off the ledge about Wake. Mike, I want to believe that they're as good as I think they are. But are they only this good at home? How do you lose that game? How do you give up 70 points to them?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, let's start. Notre Dame, they're not a very good team.
Right.
They're a very, very poor offensive team. But, like, if you look at their starting five, they actually have some good players. Like, Marcus Burton's a nice freshman guard. Michael Shrewsbury is a very good coach. So they're at this point in the season, I think, like, they're maybe not a super deep team, but as far as their starting five goes, there is some talent there. That said, like, I'm pretty surprised Wake dropped that game. I haven't finished going through all of the film for it yet. I'll do that probably this evening. But Wake is a good defensive team, and that kind of performance should not be happening. I know it's on the road. I know, you know, Notre Dame's a tough team to score on. They are good defensively,
right. But
you can't be phased. Your defense needs to be able to win you that game on the road. This team has good defenders. They have a power forward and a center who are both very solid on that end in Efton Reed and Andrew Carr. When those guys are not in foul trouble, but so I don't know. It was a tough game. I still a tough loss. My hope for Wake would just be that good wins matter more than bad losses at this point. And that they can, you know, at least, you know, hold the ship steady here for the rest of the season. But it should be scary against a team like, look, Wake should beat Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
But given how Tech plays, given who coordinates their offense for them, they're a team that could also just hit, you know, 12 threes against you and take your game plan, your precious game plan, and just throw it over the top rope, you know? And that's the thing that it's like scary, you know? It should be, but I do think Wake handles business. I see this team in the tournament, and I felt that way since, you know, mid-November,
right.
And I'm not at this point. I'm not going to like back down from it.
I agree. No, they're a tournament team. There's no question about it. But man, why give those dopes in the committee room? Give them reason? Why give them license to go? You know what? Your road record is, and I wrote it down. I mean, I keep writing all these things. It's like 1 or 2 and something. Like, you can't be that bad on the road. I don't even care anymore. I'm done with you. Wait, no, I'm kidding. But again, I love the team, and Virginia Tech's not going to be easy to win at the Castle, because I think Virginia Tech is one of those teams that you go, man, they probably should have been a little bit better this year. Maybe not. I think Pitt's a good enough team to play in and beat teams in the tournament, but they're going to have to win probably all 3 of their remaining games, I think, to give themselves, and then maybe win a couple at the ACC tournament. A 5-game winning streak would not hurt Pittsburgh any. Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Let's talk about financial termites. I hate termites.
Risk, fees, commissions are all financial termites. If your money can go away without you really realizing what's happened, that's a financial termite. Eating away your money can't happen. We can exterminate those, Adam. We help people identify and exterminate financial termites every single day.
So you would be the financial red ants.
That's right.
That get rid of the termites.
Sure.
People don't know that. Red ants get rid of termites. Text Adam to 600-700 for Coach Pete DeRuta.
Yeah, probably. But you're right. They are a team that, like, they can put together stretches of really good play. Like, this is a team that has multiple ball handlers. I mean, they're both freshmen, but Bub Carrington and Jalen Lowe are both very good. Blake Hinson is sort of like the ultimate irrational confidence guy, and he's one hell of a shooter too. I mean, he's been held in check every now and then, but similar to what I was sort of saying about Virginia Tech, it's one of those games they get him coming off screens and into some pick and pops, and all of a sudden he hits, you know, four or five threes, and again it can just flip a game upside down. But I do think this Pitt team has the chance to string together. It's tough if it's required for them to actually like win that many games consecutively. That's the thing that punches their ticket. I would be a little concerned, but do they have the ability to do it? Yeah, like
I would be a lot concerned.
Yeah.
Although at Boston College, home against Florida State, home against NC State. I mean, it's sitting there for them. If they want to go.
Those are all
winnable games.
Those are all winnable games.
Yep.
Yeah, all winnable games. FSU can be tough just because of their length and their ability to switch. And the offense has maybe looked a little bit better for them towards the end of the season here. But that is a game I would favor, you know, Pittsburgh in. And sort of we'll see, I guess, where State is come towards the end of the season.
We're going to get to them right now. Brian Geisinger, our college basketball guru, and he joins us every Friday. Let's talk about State. By the way, for Pitt, you can't finish in the top four, pretty much. I think mathematically it might be over. But if you win twice, it would mean you won a game on Thursday. If you win a game on Thursday, you have beaten somebody that is probably already in the field. That would do well. If you won five in a row, I think Pittsburgh might find themselves into the NCAA tournament. What chance do you give NC State? If you were NC State, how would you go about attacking North Carolina?
It's tough.
Yeah.
we've discussed this before because I think the stuff that State does best, or the stuff that it's most comfortable doing offensively, is not, barring like, you know, some, you know, probably an above average shooting performance from more than just DJ Horn, it's tough to sort of like get UNC to come out of what it does best defensively. With Armando Bacot, they're going to play drop coverage. They're going to ice side ball screens. They're going to weak screens and try to get you to go to your less preferable hand when you're initiating the offense. And with a guy like Bacot too, they can double the post, but they can also guard you straight up. And when State can't get two guys to commit to Burns in the post, sometimes it's tough for them to open up, you know, cutting lanes. It's tough for them to open up kickout passes. The offensive performance Casey Morsell had, not after the Syracuse game, who did State beat before FSU? What was that matchup for them?
Oh, I'll tell you in a second. State, they beat Miami. They beat Georgia Tech. The Miami game? Yeah. After the Syracuse loss? I don't know either.
Yeah,
they won at Clemson.
Yeah, I don't think that's the game. Performance
I don't either.
But regardless, when Morsell gives them a second option offensively, all of a sudden they have someone that can spot up, that can get downhill and give them a secondary guy next to DJ Horn. I think short of that, it's going to be tough. I will be curious to see, like, if Horn gets it rolling out of the pick and roll with his pull-up jumpers, you know, does UNC alter some of its coverages? But short of that, like, Horn coming out just kind of guns blazing, like, I think UNC can sit in its shell and on the other end just let its offense with RJ Davis, go to work.
Is there another candidate in the ACC? Brian Geisinger is joining us here, 24/7 Sports, BuzzBeat Podcast, Pack Pride everywhere. Is there another candidate, legitimate candidate, somebody who might get a vote for ACC Player of the Year not named RJ Davis?
I could see some other people getting votes, but I mean, I think
who,
to your point,
for Player of the Year, who would be for, a, Who would get a player of the year vote in this league?
I mean, just given how the voting works, yeah.
Right.
Could you see like a team-centric voter voting for Mount? Think it would be, you know, Filipowski, but, you know, Hunter Salas or something like that. I'm not saying that these, like, RJ Davis should win ACC Player of the Year, but couldn't you see the someone voting from South Carolina voting for PJ Hall at Clemson?
Yeah, no, like, I could see it, but I would clown that person.
Sure, that's fair, as you probably should.
Yeah.
No, Davis is he should win, whether it's unanimous or not, he should win in a landslide. And what I will say, I did for a second when the UNC UVA game was a little close last weekend, Reese Beekman's doing a good job on RJ Davis. It was sort of like, ooh, am I seeing some like last you know, last late movement here? And you know, RJ had a tough game that day, but of course he bounces right back immediately against, you know, lights up Miami. So, no, it should be RJ. He deserves it. The shooting, the playmaking, the big plays he's made, you know, at the end of games, his pick and roll passing, like he just does so much for this team. And so, yeah, he should be the guy. I actually think like there's some interesting cases to be made for, you know, first team all ACC
yes.
around him. I think there's like 6-7 guys for 5 slots. But as far as player of the year goes, I think RJ has that pretty sewn up.
Right. Like, I understand there's always going to be that homer who thinks that, you know, it, usually in Virginia. But I don't even think they'll vote for Reese Beekman as ACC player of the year. He's a very good player. There's no question
he's
awesome. A good player.
He should be first team all conference, in my opinion, too.
Yeah, I mean, he basically is among those 6 or 7 players that you
Correct.
Talked about fighting for the other 4 spots. One of those should belong to RJ Davis. He's just had that good a year. You know, a month ago, we might have said Kyle Filipowski was also, you know,
yeah.
that guy, but obviously his game dropped off a little bit. Like, he was never going to shoot, you know, 60% from 3-point range. How close to, you know, optimum Kyle Filipowski do you think we're seeing right now?
It's tough because it's a tough question to answer because, like, I think he's being pretty well optimized in terms of, you know, how Duke's using him. But I think he's also being scaled up probably above his comfort level in terms of, like, how much play finishing they need from him. I think I say this all the time when I come on here, like the stuff that he does best is his passing.
Right.
And he is such even the other night against Louisville, he had 2 passes in that game, including a behind the back one, the Sean Stewart, it was a pick and pop. He drove a closeout, then threw it behind his back to, you know, off a live dribble to Stewart. I mean, he is a 7-foot guard. Like he really is. He has those kinds of like passing skills. But you know, Duke needs him to be a play finisher often for them. And he also has to anchor the defense and that's a team effort on that side of the court. And Mark Mitchell's a big part of their, like, you know, backline defense as well, but flip with what he has to do, guarding pick and roll, protecting the rim, switching out, they ask him to do a ton. So I think he's pretty close to like fully optimized. It's just, and maybe we haven't seen it, you know, him do it for like 3 straight 40-minute games, kind of,
right.
Where it's just been, like, so clearly that, like, I think often it's clear he's the best player on the court. Like, he's going to be a lottery pick or whatever. But yeah, I feel like it does seem like something's missing just a little bit, and I think some of it has to do with just, like, mostly play finishing. But it is incredible because even when he's sort of having a so-so game, I mean, he's always, like, knocking on a double-double with
yeah.
efficient shooting and a bunch of assists.
He didn't have a great...
He's really good.
He didn't have a great scoring game against Louisville, but he did everything else, right?
Yeah,
he played 29 minutes. He had, 9 points, right? Whatever it was. But he had 6 mm-hmm. assists. And I think Duke, without Caleb Foster, showed you a lot more of their total game. I thought mm-hmm. Tyrese Proctor looks like he's closing in on getting back to what he was. I don't know that he's ever going to be a consistent shooter for Duke. Maybe that'll come maybe later in his career. But I think the rest of it, I think, looks pretty good. I've been impressed with that. Is Jared McCain the freshman of the year in the ACC?
Yeah, I mean, I almost said something about this a second ago. He probably should be the unanimous freshman of the year in the league, too. I mean, I think there have been some other guys. I think a guy like Caleb Foster deserves, you know, all freshman team consideration as well.
Right.
Maybe even Elliot Cadeau.
I love Elliot.
Keyshawn George or Keyshawn George at Miami. There's some other Bay Dongo at Georgia Tech. Like, there's plenty of names to roll out. Bub Carrington, Jalen Lowe at Pittsburgh. But no, I think McCain has been, you know, considerably better than all of these guys. And that's like not even like all the guys I just named are very good players. Some of them will play in the NBA. But McCain's been incredible. I mean, he's one of the best shooters in the country. He can play make with the ball in his hands. His defense is so much better from where it was like end of November, early December.
Right.
I actually think he's tough to drive at times now, whereas initially you could sort of, you know, reject the screen or cross over and get downhill against him. He's been so solid.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And recently, like, some of the stuff I've really, really enjoyed from John Shire, and I've written about this and tweeted about it some too, but Duke using Jared McCain as a screener and his willingness to set screens, he's the best shooter on the court, right? And so that in turn can make him a very, very dangerous screener. And what they're doing with him to get guys like Mark Mitchell and Kyle Filipowski looks at the rim in the half court. John Shire, Duke staff, very creative, very, very savvy coaching staff there in Durham. And it's been fun to see all the different ways they've utilized McCain. So I'm super impressed with him. I love his competitive spirit. I love his work ethic. And seriously, his ability to shoot and shoot off movement from crazy distances is just it's pretty special, even for a program that's had some amazing shooters over the last decade.
Yeah,
I think he's, you know, in the consideration for the best of them.
And at 42% from 3-point range, he's still looking up at Jeremy Roach, who's having on the low one of the best shooting years we have seen in a long time. 48% from three. Just about 50% from the field and 86.5% from the line. It's going to be interesting to see R.J. Davis and Jeremy Roach, who I believe entered the arrive in town the same class?
And they're 2020.
They're both still here, and I think they'll both end up being first team, although R.J. Davis will be, I think he should be a unanimous ACC Player of the Year. Brian Geisinger at BGeis_Bird. 24/7 Sports, Pack Pride, Devil's Den, BuzzBeat, everywhere. It's ridiculous. But that's because you know what you're talking about, man. I appreciate your time, always. And we'll talk to you next week.
You guys have a nice weekend.
And by the way, you know Duke and Carolina play next Saturday.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
This is new information.
Prepare.
But yeah, look forward to it. Yeah, I will.
Prepare for that. Thank you, sir.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.